Yeah, he wants medical.
Okay. Any bleeding, bruising? What is he wanting medical for? What hurts on him?
Yeah, a couple passengers checking on him, and no, there's no bleeding, but he did hit his head.
Okay, can I get his age and race, and does he have any other underlying medical conditions?
He looks white. About what age do you guys think? 37. Does he have it?
Okay, I am waiting for 911 to answer, so we're going to send medical to you. Any underlying health conditions?
He has autism, but that's what he said is his medical problem.
Okay, I copy. Stand by. Is he awake and breathing?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Is he awake and breathing?
Yes, the passenger, one of the passengers on the bus is having him stay awake and counting.
All right, medical is en route. If they end up transporting him, I need you to make sure to try and grab that ambulance number, and if you can, find out where they're sending him. If not, it's not a big deal. I'm going to send you an acid number. You'll need to do a report. And you said he just fell out of his seat, and it was while you were driving. Was he, like, asleep in the seat and just kind of leaned over, or did something happen? Like, did he have did something cause him to shift out of the seat?
The passenger on the bus said he was just sitting there and he just fell over. I was driving on the freeway, just normally driving, nothing, no hard braking, nothing like that. He just fell over.
Yep, that's what I was understanding from the first part of it when you talked to me, so I just wanted to make sure. So medical again is arriving, supervisor's on their way as well. Just hang tight there and let your passengers know they may want to hop off and catch your follower because I'm not sure how long it'll be, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be clear for now, 1536.